Coast 93.1. Good morning. The Blake Show with Kelly and Todd. December 1st, if you can believe it.
Yeah.
Holiday stress just like kicked in.
Well,
like,
yes.
You just hit the on switch on that.
Well, this morning I realized like the advent calendar comes out. Like, you know, I got to decorate. I got to get a tree. I got to get people presents.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
It's all here. And by the way, it's National Pie Day too today.
Oh.
I saw that.
Happy Pie Day, Todd.
Oh.
Thank you. I celebrated last night, and I'll celebrate again tonight.
I'm sure he did. I'm sure. What do you have left? Kelly and I have our Todd's leftover bet going.
I did. We finished up the pumpkin pie last night, so that's off the table.
Oh, okay.
I still have a chocolate cream pie. I still have a pecan pie, and I say pecan. I don't say pecan.
I say pecan.
That's
too.
For people in the South.
Okay.
Yeah.
And one slice of apple pie left.
Ooh.
I believe that's it as far as pie goes.
Okay. Is the chocolate cream a full pie?
There's a lot left of that chocolate cream.
Oh, boy. That sounds like the one that would go first, I would think.
Well, yeah, I don't know. It's tough. It's tough.
Oh.
You try to take a little sliver of every one of them every night to try to, you know, just
even
get
it
through
out.
It.
Give everyone some love.
I know. Todd's the only person who looks at eating pie as work.
Yeah.
Well, no, I love it. I'm
working on this project.
I can't eat it all day, you know?
No.
Although, you know what? Pie for breakfast somehow works for me.
Right, especially if it's like apple or pumpkin, right?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, that's kind of like a pastry.
Sure.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So nice. I think Todd's still going to be eating leftovers on December 6th, and Kelly has December 8th.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
We're sitting here counting it down.
Keep taking those slivers.
Yeah.
Just slivers.
Yeah. Well, the next one to go will be the chocolate cream, because that'll probably go bad first. But I feel like the pecan will last the longest.
Totally.
Yeah, it's mostly sugar and nuts.
Nuts don't go bad.
Yeah. I feel like somehow I could use that.
Well.
Yeah. You might
they don't. I don't think they have an expiration on them, right?
What don't?
These nuts.
Oh, boy.
That's great. That's good stuff.
How did that even start, these nuts? That thing is so stupid.
What? That's a Snoop Dogg song. It's a Snoop Dogg and Dr. Dre. I don't want to finish the line, but yeah, totally. And I used to sing it all the time.
Oh. Well, it became a bumper sticker, and then some guy ran for office named D's Nuts or something.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. It was the
whole
thing.
Oh, yeah. It was,
I would totally vote for
him. And people just go around being like, D's Nuts, you know?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
You got to spell it right. It's D-E-E-Z.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
I like that we made a little spelling bee out of D's Nuts.
Yeah, I know.
Todd versus Kelly.
Holy crap.
Out of the gate.
That's right.
All right.
Got to get the blood pumping, you know?
Yeah.
Open my eyeballs.
Okay. They figured out how tall Santa is.
Oh.
They figured it out. It's a mystery because, you know, you may see the guy at the mall or something, but you never know if that's the real Santa.
Yeah, that's Santa's helper.
Yeah.
Santa's too busy for the mall.
Imposter.
Yeah.
So how tall is real Santa?
You know what's crazy? Instantly I have it in my head like I know.
I know, right?
It just popped in. I was like, obviously.
Obviously, this is it. Okay, closest to it. It's not Price is Right rules. Closest to Santa's height.
Okay.
Okay, this is according to NORAD, which tracks Santa.
Oh, they
I
know
love
everything
NORAD.
About Santa,
right?
So yes.
They're the source. They're the source, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How tall is real Santa? All right.
Okay.
Big board is still tied because we haven't had a big board point. So,
okay.
This will be a point on the big board, okay?
Okay.
So let's see. Todd, you go first. How tall is Santa?
I feel like a long time ago, the pictures of Santa depicted him being tall. But I feel like now he's depicted as being short.
Interesting.
So he shrunk?
Well, that's what happens in old age.
Like
I'm shrinking.
You know, like,
it's true.
Yeah.
And they say he's over 1,000 years old, by the way.
Wow.
Well, he's been around a while.
Like
so the original Santa, the real Santa, I'll just go with a flat 6 feet.
Ooh.
6 feet.
All right.
Yep,
in my head, I had
6'1".
Because if you've seen the shoes on this guy, he's got big feet.
Ooh, so, you know what they say about
Santa's packing.
Feet.
So
hold on.
Santa's
did we get
presents.
That? I think
what?
That
he's packing presents.
I think
into
that this got, presents. This got weird really fast.
Well, I'm sorry. He has huge boots, so I'm saying.
I thought you were about to say something else.
I know.
So did I.
These nuts.
Don't talk about Santa that way.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. God. No. Listen. It popped in my head like I knew it. 6'1". He's a big guy.
Santa baby.
See?
Kelly has a weird thing for Santa.
No, I don't. I just like gifts.
I learned in the last segment she has a weird thing for Dr. Oz.
Who doesn't?
It's weird. He looks like an elf. He looks like Santa's elf.
See?
He's had a lot of work. He looks elfish now.
I will say.
He looks elfish.
He does.
Feline-ish.
He has done too much.
Yeah, he's got something going on with his eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a cat. He's a male cat.
Okay. So, right. Todd, you say Santa's 6 feet, and Kelly, you say Santa's 6'1".
Yeah.
Okay. Santa, according to NORAD, so don't go arguing with me. This is what they say, and they're the experts.
No, I trust NORAD.
Right. Okay. Santa is 5 foot... 7.
That's a bunch of baloney.
Wow. Okay, you just said I trust NORAD.
5'7". Okay. Prove it, NORAD.
So that's a point for Todd.
Oh, what? 5'7"?
Yep.
No way.
I would. That's like a. That's very short.
That's short. No way.
It's not that short.
How short are you?
It's only an inch less than I am.
No, you're taller than 5'8", dude.
No,
you're like
I'm 5'9". Believe me, I went to the doctor and argued with him. Argued with the wall.
Argued with with the ruler on the wall.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Man, Wyatt's like, almost 5'7". Take that.
You sure that thing, you sure you guys haven't redone the floor in here? What's with that?
Is there a little indent in the floor right here that I'm sitting in?
It's concave.
Yeah. 5'7".
5'7", that's
that doesn't make sense.
Oh, so speaking of height, so yesterday I went to get my real ID. The main license.
Oh, yeah. How's that?
Oh, super easy. And I'll tell you what. Well, now that I've been there, I'll tell you. Go to the Portland BMV. Mm-hmm. You would think it's the busiest.
Yeah.
Fast. Quick.
The one over on Presumpska?
Yeah.
You just need a birth certificate and a social security card? Sorry.
Yeah. Well, no. Look it up. You have to have your ID, and you have to have, I think, a birth certificate or a social, and then something that you have to make sure your address is right on your ID because I recently moved. Mine's not, so I had to look up a proof of address. I had to pull up a bank statement. And
now,
I don't know if you know.
Well, are you doing it because you don't have a passport? Like, why don't?
No, I have a passport, but I was like, you know what? They're going to require. I don't want to have to bring the passport every time I fly domestically.
I see. Okay.
So I thought, you know, we're going to have to get this eventually. I may as well do it now.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
I had something else I had to do too. So.
Yeah.
So I went in and they pull a little thing up and then I was like, and they show it to you like it's the front of your license.
Mm-hmm.
So it has all the other stuff, and I was like, oh, 5'9 and 165. Who's that stud?
Who's this fella?
And I said, now me, I'm so honest that I said, you know,
I gotta change that.
I have not changed my weight in a while. And she said, is it really that far off? And I said, no, like 15 pounds. Oh. And she goes, you know what? That's fine. Just leave it.
There you go.
So I just want to say the BMV lady sanctioned my weight.
Yay! That's awesome. Okay. I love that.
I didn't know
Todd's going to go on TV. I didn't mention that the height was an inch taller than my doctor said.
I like a 5'9". Keep a 5'9".
Yeah, 5'9", 165. That's me.
Wow.
In my lifts and a good cinched waist.